Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Running Man by Stephen King, writing as Richard Bachman, read by Kevin Kennerly.
The Importance of Being Bachman by Stephen King. This is my second introduction to the so-called Bachman books, a phrase which has come to mean, in my mind at least, the first few novels published with the Richard Bachman name, the ones which appeared as unheralded paperback originals under the Signet imprint. My first introduction wasn't very good. To me, it reads like a textbook case of author obfuscation, but that is not surprising. When it was written, Bachman's alter ego, me, in other words, wasn't in what I call a contemplative or analytical mood. I was, in fact, feeling robbed. Bachman was never created as a short-term alias. He was supposed to be there for the long haul, and when my name came out in connection with his, I was surprised, upset, and pissed off. That's not a state conducive to good essay writing. This time, I may do a little better. Probably the most important thing I can say about Richard Bachman is that he became real. Not entirely, of course, he said with a nervous smile. I'm not writing this in a delusive state, except, well, maybe I am. Delusion is, after all, something writers of fiction try to encourage in their readers, at least during the time that the book or stories open before them, and the writer is hardly immune from this state of, what shall I call it? How does directed delusion sound? At any rate, Richard Bachman began his career not as a delusion, but as a sheltered place where I could publish a few early works, which I felt readers might like. Then he began to grow and come alive, as the creatures of a writer's imagination so frequently do. I began to imagine his life as a dairy farmer, his wife, the beautiful Claudia Inez Bachman, his solitary New Hampshire mornings.